This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just over 6 hours from now, the Federal Reserve will announce its decision on interest rates. Market players are betting it'll be just a wee increase, 0.25 percentage point, amid signs inflation may be calming down. The Fed also can be a money-making machine for the United States, but that party may now be over, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Fed is a nonprofit, a public institution with a public mission to keep inflation low and maximize the number of people with jobs. If it happens to make a profit in the process, that money goes to the U.S. Treasury. But former Fed advisor Danielle DiMartino Booth says right now,
the Fed is losing money, and the Fed is losing about $2 billion a week. The Fed is losing upwards of $8 billion a month.
To understand why, you have to go back to the start of the pandemic recession. In 2020, the Fed started shoring up the struggling economy with something known as quantitative easing, or QE. The central bank bought up treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities that flooded the economy with money and kept credit flowing. William English is a former Fed economist now teaching at Yale.
That meant that the economy was stronger. That means tax revenues were higher. That means that spending on safety net programs was lower.
But QE is turning out to be expensive. That's because the Fed bought those treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities when interest rates were low. The return on those investments is paltry. Meanwhile, since then, the Fed has raised interest rates to slow the economy and cool inflation. Andrew Levin is another former Fed economist now at Dartmouth College.
That means the interest that it's paying on its IOUs is much, much higher than the interest that it's earning on the securities that it bought over the last several years. And that's very costly.
Levin figures the Fed will lose close to $1 trillion over the next 10 years. He says the Fed's quantitative easing definitely helped the economy when the pandemic hit. The question is,
could the Federal Reserve have wrapped up the program by late spring or summer of 2020? Did it make sense to continue it longer?
Levin says it did not, and now we're paying the price. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.